Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Yuma in the Eisvah Hadar Tzuras Adaf. It's on Vav Amud Beis, a little before the halfway mark, 23 lines in at the two dots with the words of Chibra Akayin Shreim Shachaisai. And the article Tzuras Adaf, it's on Zion Amud Aleph, 19 lines in with those same words. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marshmim Sarbatsim Yakam Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. As we continue talking about the Kohen Gadol doing Avodah Yom Kippur, the Pasuk tells us of Chibra Akayin Shreim Shachaisai, Matam Aloymar, why is the Pasuk have said Shreim Shachaisai? That's because Lafisha Kala Parsha Mura Ba'aron, this whole Parsha, this whole topic is talking about Aaron Akayin, Ainli Ala Aaron Atz. I might think this is only talking about Aaron himself. Umanai l'rabbis kohen acher. How do we know another kohen is allowed to do avodah yom kippur? Tamalar, so the pasuk says, "Asher yimshach oisai," referring to any kohen who has mashicha, he's anointed with the shemen hamishcha, he could do avodah yom kippur. Now, ainli el mashicha shemen hamishcha. I only applies to one who's mashicha shemen hamishcha. Hamruv begad minayin. What about the one who has a lot of clothing? What does that mean? So, at the end of the first base of mikdash, Yeshua Melech, he was nignaz, he hid away the shemen hamishcha, and so from then on, all kohanim gedolim were inaugurated simply by wearing the clothing of the kohen gadol. It's called Meru Begadim. A regular Kohen wears 4. A Kohen Gadol wears 8 Begadim. So how do we know that a Kohen Meru Begadim is allowed to do Avodah Yom Kippur? The answer is Talmud Lomar. The Pasuk says, Vasher Yamale Yas Yadai. And we know Rabbi's Kohen Acher HaMismane. How do we know to include another Kohen who is appointed, such as our backup Kohen Gadol of our Mishnah? How do we know he's allowed to do Avodah Yom Kippur? Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, Vechiper HaKohen Mashma, another type of Kohen is allowed to do Avodah Yom Kippur. Now the question is, B'mahu Mismano? How is he appointed? How is he officially made the Kohen Gadol to allow him to serve in the Beis Hamikdash Yom Kippur? Again, this backup Kohen Gadol, that's what we're referring to. So the answer is Rabban Kisar and say B'shem Rechi Bar Yosef, but peh, simply verbally, we're making him a Kohen Gadol. And Orv Zairi says, Hadar Melech tells us, Shem Man is a Kenim B'peh. They could appoint Zakenim, meaning we'd appoint people to Chashva position simply verbally. And that's all that has to be done. And Orv Rechi Bar Adi tells us, Mesis Amar Kain, we see this from a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah tell us? Chazar B'chabar Bar Dvarim Shisa Omer, take back, retract those four things that you say, V'nasa Av Bezin Al Yisrael, and you'll become an Av Bezin. This is a Mishnah Meseches Edios, in which Akavi Ben Malalel argued with Chacham him in four things, and they told him, if you take back those four things, you'll become the Av Bezin, which is Mashma. All he has to do is verbally take back those four things, and he's automatically the Av Bezin. So we see that even verbally, a person could be appointed to a great position. We continue discussing this backup Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Minayin Kashim Shemaskin Loi Kohen Acher Tachto Shema Yerubai Psol. How do we know that the same way that we prepare this backup Kohen Gadol, just in case a Psol happens to the regular Kohen Gadol, Kach Mekachin Loi Isha Acheres Al Tanai, so to Mekadesh another woman for him Al Tanai, Shema Yerudavar Beishtai, maybe something's going to happen to his wife, meaning his wife is going to die, and he has to have a wife. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'chibra ba'adoy va'ad beisoy," and beisoy zu ishtoy, beisoy is his wife. Therefore, mekadesh a woman al tanai, that if his wife dies, that kiddush should be chal on Yom Kippur. To Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told him, "Imkain, if that's really so, ein l'davar soif, there's no end to it." And the question is, "Ma'u ein l'davar soif?" What does that mean, ein l'davar soif? The answer is because if you're going to be chashish that maybe his wife is going to die, shema Thomas isha zu v'Thomas isha acheres. Maybe this wife, the backup one, is going to die, and then the backup of the backup is going to die, and there's no end to this. So we're not chashish for it. Now, Omar of Mana asks on this, Ad at makshila al Rabbi Yehuda. While you're asking on Rabbi Yehuda, kashas al Rabbanon. We have the same question on the Rabbanon. Shema yara kari l'kayin zeh, v'yara kari l'kayin acher. Maybe kari is going to happen to this kayin and to another one and to another one. So it's not going to help to make him a backup kayin gadol either, because maybe kari is going to happen to each one of the kayin of gadolim that are for a backup of the backup of the backup. And the answer is that no, kari matsui. Kari is somewhat of a common thing. Misa ein matsuya. Someone dying is not common, and therefore gazal davar shu matsui, v'loy gazal davar she'ein matsui. There were guys in something which is common, therefore they have to make one backup Kohen Gadol, because maybe the main Kohen Gadol is going to see Keri, but they're not guys on something which is not Matsui, which is death, and therefore there's no backup wife. But now the Gemara has, Ashkachnon, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Misa Matsuya. We find that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Misa is Matsui. That is something we have to be chashish for. We're going to see what this question is in a moment. Hadai Tani Taman, that's what we learn over there in the Mishnah. That's really for our entire Mishnah over here. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Afisha Ches Matkin Loi Shema Thomas Ishtai, that we have to prepare another wife for the Kohen Gadol because maybe his wife is going to die. So we see the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Misa is Matsui, but Taman Tani over there, Misa Getin, we learn Mishnah, ha maybe get, if a person's bringing a get, he's a shliach to bring a get from the husband to the wife, and he leaves the husband, and the husband's very old, or he's very sick, he could give the get to the wife with a chazaka, with the presumption that the husband is still alive. So you see, the Rabbi Yehuda does not chashish for Misa. And the Gemara speaks out of the question, over there, Misa's getin, you say that Misa's not Matsui, and over here, you're saying that it is Matsui. And the answer is that no, Taman B'yachid. Over there, we're talking about just an individual, Vakan B'tzibur. And over here, we're talking about the whole tzibur. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He's bringing back a kapara for all of Am Yisrael. Chaymer hu betzibur. We're all into chumra, much more strict when we're dealing with the tzibur. The Gemara continues though. Zayin amar alfa atav hashkachnon de Rabbi Yehuda machmir biyachid. We see Rabbi Yehuda's machmir even with the yachid. The Tani was taught, and we learned this Maseches Shkalim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says loy haya shefer shel kinim biYerushalayim. There wasn't a shefer of kinim in Yerushalayim. B'nei HaTorev is because of mixtures. This refers to the 13 different shefers, boxes or chests that were in the Beis Hamikdash in which different monies were put into. And there's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama if there was a box box for kinim, bird pairs of karbanos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, these boxes were only for karbanos oila, not kinim, which is a bird pair of oila and achatos. And why is that? Because of mixtures. What does that mean, mixtures? Shema Thomas achas mehen, maybe the owner of one of the karbanos is going to die, meaning they put their money in, the kohen's expected to take out the money and buy a bird pair, again, one being a chatos, one being an oila. And if one of the owners who had put money in died that day, nimsa d'mei chatos mesas meremes b'karbon, turns out that there's money of a chatos mesa mixed in with a karbon. What's a chatos mesa? That's a karbon chatos which has to be left to die. One of those is a karbon whose owner died, and therefore we have this big problem. If somebody who donated money for this karbon chatos had died, so the money that's in here is not allowed to be used. And we obviously don't know which money it is. It's all mixed up with all the other money. If Rabbi Yehuda says we don't have such a box in the Beis HaMikdash, bottom line is we see Rabbi Yehuda is chashish for misa, even by Yachid, and we don't have an answer to this question. And we're just asking this brass that we brought before that said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're Mekadesh a woman for him al Tanai, which means if his wife dies, so then she's Mekudeshes on Yom Kippur. The question is, Vikash Me'esma, why isn't he just Mekadesh her from yesterday? Erev Yom Kippur, he's just Mekadesh himself, a new wife. Why do we have to make this whole complicated Kiddushin al Tanai? And the answer is because the Pasuk tells us, V'chiper ba'adoy ba'ad beisoy, and he's Mechaper for himself and for his house, which we had said means his wife. And what do we learn from here? V'loy ba'ad shnei batim. He's not Mechaper for two batim, for two houses, for two wives. So he can't have two wives. Second wife has to be Mekudeshes al Tanai only if the first one dies. He asked him for a Ramana. Doesn't turn that he's making an acquisition on Shabbos. We're really referring to him Kippur, but it's the same thing. You're not allowed to be kind of something on Shabbos or Yontif. And if the Kiddushin is kicking in, if it's being Chal on Yom Kippur, so that's acquiring something on Shabbos. He told him, no, this is because of Shabbos, and that's Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. We know that in Shabbos HaMikdash, there's no Isurim Derabanan in the Beis HaMikdash for the most part. And this Isur of doing this on Shabbos is only Derabanan, so that's why it's permitted. Now, Ramana says, Hadar Amr, this tells us that Elin the Kansin Armulan, those who are marrying an almana, a widow, they have to be kindest them while it's still day. Before Shabbos, Shabbos, it shouldn't be like acquiring them on Shabbos. In other words, if a person is marrying a widow, Erev Shabbos, he has to make sure that he's meyachin with her before Shabbos, so there's no kinyan happening on Shabbos. And on Talacha Beis, the Mishnah continues discussing what the story of the Kohen Gadol is this week before Yom Kippur. Kol Shabbos Hayomim, all 7 days before Yom Kippur, who's Erekas Adam, he does Erekas Adam with the carbon talmid, umakter sakatayres, and he brings the katayres, umitivs on neiros, and he prepares the neiros and the menorah, umakter sarosh vesarglayim, and he brings the head and the feet of the carbon talmid, and this is leumas ushar kol yomim, all other days, meaning all other days of the year, imratza lahakriv makriv. If he wants to, he could. In other words, throughout the whole year, if the Kohen Gadol wants to do avodah, he's allowed to do avodah, but he doesn't have to. This week before Yom Kippur, he has to do all these avodahs in order to get himself used to doing them, because on Yom Kippur, he's going to have to do them. And which concludes, she Kohen Gadol makriv chelik barosh v'noitel chelik barosh, the Kohen Gadol, he can be makriv chelik barosh. Chelik barosh means the first thing. He could come in and be makriv whatever he wants, and he also could take whatever portion he wants. The Gemara has a question, isn't he tame because of his azaya? We had mentioned earlier very briefly, and here the Gemara is bringing it up again, that all 7 days he got sprinkled with the water of all the paras adumas that were previously done. And the problem is as follows. We know that when a person is tame mace, so sprinkling him with the water of the paras aduma makes him tahar. However, if a person is not tame mace, if he's tahar, so sprinkling with the water of the paras aduma actually make him tame. And the Kohen Gadol was perfectly tahar, so sprinkling with the water of the paras aduma makes him tame. And even if you want to say that he went to the mikvah, the problem is he requires Harif Shemesh. He has to wait till the sun sets in order to be able to be 100% tahar. So how is he able to do that vaida all 7 days? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael Bon, Mishahayim makav karbonos of Hayimazan Olav. It's only once he did that vaida, he brought all the karbonos of the day, then they did haza on him, and he went to the mikvah, waited for Harif Shemesh, and then he was fine. So this is not an issue. And we said in the Mishnah Shekohen Gadol makav barosh v'noitel chelik barosh, that he could do whatever vaida he wants, and he could take the first portion. And the question is, hey Chavida, how is this done? What does that mean? He takes the portion. And so we bring a couple of examples. Arza Shali, he could say, this hide of a carbon oila is mine. We know the meat of the oil is burned on the mizbeach, but the hides go to the kaihanim. He can go and take the hide. Also, chalachas of shtei alechem, he can take one of the two shtei alechem. We know that on Shavuos, there's two breads that are made. That's called a shtei alechem. He can take one of them. And sheish chalas melechem upon him, he can take 6 chalas out of lechem upon him when he's there on Shabbos. If he wants to take 6 out of the 12 lechem upon him, so he could do that. Now, the question just is, hachunas of kula, vakayunas of palga. Over here, we're saying that he takes the entire or the entire hide, but in the other two examples, we were saying that he only takes half of it. What's going on? When does he take the whole? When does he take the half? So Amar B'Zeir, he answers, count the carbon yachid, count the carbon sibur. One's talking about a carbon yachid, one's talking about a carbon sibur. When we're talking about an individual's carbon, so he could take the whole hide. When we're talking about a carbon sibur, such as the shtei alechem, the lechem upon him, that's called a carbon sibur, he's not allowed to take more than half. Now, Tani Rebbe Yomer, we have a brass, so Rebbe says, Oimer ani, I say, shalo yital elamechza, that he's only allowed to take half. Now, isn't it, Tani, those are teaching a brass, that Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe said, Oimer ani, I say, she yital mechza, that he's allowed to take half. And the difference between these two brasses is as follows. When he says that he's only allowed to take half. That's clearly arguing with the Chachamim, who say that he's allowed to take the whole thing, and Rebbe's saying, no, he's only allowed to take half. Whereas in the second Braiso, where Rebbe says that he could take half, that means he's arguing with the Chachamim. The Chachamim say he cannot take half, and here Rebbe's saying, yeah, he could take half, don't worry. So, hey, Chavida, how is this done? Meaning, how do we explain it seems to be a serum between two Braises? And the answer is, it depends. Ha-yisham ar-echad. Let's say there's only one hide for the taking. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Neitel's Kula, he could take the whole thing. It was on this that Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe had said, Omer Ani, I say, Shalo Yitel Ala Mechtel, he's only allowed to take half. The Kohen Gadol is only allowed to take maximum of half. If there's a whole hide, he can only take half of it. Now, let's say, Ha-yisham ar-bav chamisha ayres. Let's say there's four or five hides that are there for the Kehanim. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Neitel Echad, he's only allowed to take one. Whereas Rebbe Yomer, Omer Ani, Neitel Mechtel, he could take half, which means he could take half of the hides that are here, that's either two or two and a half hides. In other words, they're both consistent with Rashita. So the Rabbanan hold, he could take one, and that's even if it's the only one that's there. But that's also, even if there's many more than one, he's only allowed to take one. So according to Rebbe, he's always allowed to take half. So if there's one, he's only allowed to take the half of that one. Whereas if there's more than one, he's allowed to take half of all the hides that are there. As I know, based on the top, the question is, Matam with Rebbe, what's Rebbe's source for this? Where does he get this from? Because the Pasuk tells us, whatever's left over from the Mincha, that's for Aaron and his sons. And the question is, don't we know that Aaron is included in his sons? Why does it say La'aron Labanov? I could have just said about Aneseres Ben HaMincha LaKayhanim, whatever's left over from the Minchas for the Kayhanim. Why does it have to say for Aaron and for his sons? Elama, rather it's saying that Aaron Yosef Palga, Aaron can take half, Ubanov Yosef Palga, and his sons can take half. And that's what Rebbe's source is. We're going to stop here for a day, but pick up tomorrow, continuing with other dinim based off of this Svara. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.